ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरश्चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयत्मधीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टिके। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 14th. Title is The Forest of Enjoyment. Text number 3. Text is in prose form, so I will read along. अतः च यत्र कुटुम्बिका दाराप्तादि दयो नाम्ना कर्मणा ब्रुका श्रुगाला एवानिच्छतो अपि कदर्यस्य कुटुम्बिना ऊराणाकवत् संरक्षयमानं मेषतो अपि हरन्ति। इफ समबडी वांट टू रीड देन चंचन। अथ इन दिस वे च अल्सो यत्र इन विच कुटुंबिका द फैमिली मेंबर्स दार अपत्य आदय। बिगिनिंग विद द वाइफ एंड चिल्ड्रेन नामना बाय नेम ओनली कर्मणा by their behavior. Brucus Rugala, tigers and jackals. Iba, certainly. Anichchataha, of one who does not desire to spend his wealth. Api, certainly. Kadarya-sya, being too miserly. Kutumbinaha, who is surrounded by family members. Puranaka vat, like a lamb. Samrakhya manam, although protected. Nisataha, of one who is observing. Api, even haranti, they forcibly take away. Translation. My dear king, family members in this material world go under the names of wife and children, but actually they behave like tigers and jackals. A herdsman tries to protect his sheep to the best of his ability, but the tigers and foxes take them away by force. Similarly, although a miserly man wants to guard his money very carefully, his family members take away all his assets forcibly, even though he is very vigilant. Please repeat after me responsibly. My dear king, family members in this material world go under the names of wife and children, but actually they behave like tigers and jackals. A herdsman tries to protect his sheep to the best of his ability, but the tigers and foxes take them away by force. Similarly, although a miserly man wants to guard his money very carefully, his family members take away all his assets forcibly, even though he is very vigilant. Purport. One Hindi poet has sung, Din ka dakni, raat ka bagani, palak palak rahu chushe. During the daytime, the wife is compared to a witch, and at night, she is compared to a tiger. Her only vision is sucking the blood of her husband, both the day and the night. During the day, there are husband expenditures, and the money earned by the husband at the cost of his blood is taken away. At night, due to sex pleasure, the husband discharges blood in the form of semen. In this way, he is bled by his wife both day and night. Yet he is so crazy that he very carefully maintains her. Similarly, the children are also like tigers, jackals and fox. As tiger, jackals and fox take away lambs, despite the herdsman's vigilant protection, children take away the father's money, although the father supervises the money himself. Thus, family members may be called wife and children, but actually they are plunders. Om Ajnana Tirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guran Vishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganar Raghunatham Vitantam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Shaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanmitancha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Pre Vancha Kalpaya Taruhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnavibhyo Namo Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatare Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Hare Krishna First of all, I like blessings from all the Vaishnavas assembled here, especially senior Vaishnavas, Prabhupada disciples, Matajis. So that I can speak on this elevated subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, which will purify my heart and also please the heart of the devotees. Hare Krishna. So, in this purport, Prabhupada actually, this chapter is a direct discussion between Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. There is no Jadbharat and Rahugana here. Before the discussion of Jadbharat and Rahugana, Rahugana fully convinced. And he went for his self-realization. But Parikshit Maharaj was not satisfied by that explanation of this forest of enjoyment. So again Parikshit Maharaj asked to Sukadeva Goswami, Oh my Lord, whatever description you have given, that cannot be understood by mass people. So please explain it clearly so that ordinary living entity, mass people, they can understand it. So then
Sukadeva Goswami is clearly explaining this real fact. So here this is fourth, a third verse, and Sukadeva Goswami is telling that these family members are tigers, jackals, fox. And Prabhupada also in purport repeating the same thing and elaborately. Din ka bagani, din ka dakani and raat ka bagani. And not only wife, children also. This is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami Mahajan, Dwadash Mahajan among one. So he is speaking, then no doubt we have to accept it because this is the way for acquiring knowledge. Then what to do now? And give up family and take renunciation, just like Prabhupada has written this fifth canto, no doubt, after his sannyas renunciation. And Sukadeva Goswami is renounced us. Not wearing any coffin. Then give up everything and become sannyasi. Is it practical thing? What message we are getting from this verse? So one may think, okay, if they are a tiger, nobody wants to stay with tiger, jackal, fox. I have to give up their association. Then what to do? One may think, okay, let's give up of this. Take sannyas and go to forest. But in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text number 6, Lord Krishna says, Sanyasast Mahabahu Dukkham Aptam Ajogataha. One may take sannyas, but if he is not engaged in devotional service, then it is only miseries. Only by taking sannyasas from this activities or occupational service, he cannot become happy. In family, he was being served by his wife, children, and he was making a nice feast there. He was happy. But here, sannyas is suffering only. Then, Yoga Jukta Munir Brahma. Munir Brahman na achirena adhigachyati. But person who is engaged in devotional service, the sages, without delay they achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here solution is the Krishna consciousness, devotional service. Now see, here Sukadeva Goswami is pointing out that those are our relatives, starting from wife and children, who work hard for them to satisfy. We work, collect something and we give them, and we become happy by doing that. But who are they? Tiger, jackal, fox. And Prabhupada in purport writes, they are full plunders. If they are plunders, then why we are working for them? What is the reason behind it? Kyun ho raha hai? And we are getting pleasure. He has collected some money after 1 month. That's his salary, 50,000 or something. And very happy coming to home. If on the way somebody is taking his money, some
plunder, then he'll cry, no doubt, or he'll take shelter of a police or somebody. He'll become unhappy. But when he is coming to home, and his children or wife, they are taking it, knowing or unknowingly, he'll never tell. And he'll never become sorry. Right? That real plunder, and in the form of these relatives, they are also plunders. That money is meant for a devotional service. But they are taking away from this person. So here, we are happily serving these relatives because this is our eternal dharma. We cannot avoid the loving service, we may stay in material world also. Because this we can find in Srimad Bhagavatam, this most important verse. Savi punsh paro dharma yatah bhakti radhekhaji ahetuki apratihata jayatma suprasidati. Savi punshan, the eternal dharma of all living entities is to render a devotional service unto the lotus feet of Krishna. There are many dharmas. Dharma is not that this sectarian groupism. Dharma means dharayatiti dharma. That is the inherent for properties which cannot be separated from that object. Just like example, the dharma of water is liquidity. And dharma of fire is to give heat and light. You cannot separate that. So, the living entities, the permanent dharma is not Hindu, this Muslim, Christian, all this. And to serve this nation, all this. Nothing. That is only one. Because this is changing dharma. We cannot tell it that permanent. Permanent is serving Krishna. Not only serving. Loving service. Ahetuki apratihata. Without any motivation. Just like the serving mother to her child. Prabhupada gives this example. This is almost spiritual. Mother love for her child. So there is no motivation of mother. Simply she serves. Because we are not serving Krishna, so we have to serve someone. We cannot avoid it. Because it is our nature, dharma. Those who are not serving Krishna, they have to serve somebody first. Why? Then children. If they are not serving that friends, relatives, then they have to serve nation. Or dog, not God, then dog. No one can avoid it from this principle. And by their service they are becoming happy. You see, he may be a big magistrate or president. He is enjoying in his position. People are offering obeisances and bribe also they are giving him. But as soon as his office time will offer, he will never stay there. Immediately he will return to his home. Because in home, those are staying, he loves them. He wants to reciprocate with them through loving service. Conclusion is loving service. No one can avoid it. And what is the result of that? Can he continue this loving service forever? His wife, children and relatives? Never. Because this is temporary. And our permanent loving service has to be engaged unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So then one can ask, if we are eternal servant of Krishna, then why we are doing this? And why we are here? We should serve to Krishna. Why it is not happening? Jivar Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das, eternal servant, then why it is not happening? Because we have desire to gratify our senses. So, being merciful upon this conditioned soul, this living entities, God has arranged such situation where he can understand this is really not good for me. Just like a child wants to cook alone. Child is watching, mother is cooking very nicely and making palatable food, I will also cook. And mother will allow him? No. But this is dangerous for him, harmful for him, that child. But mother will arrange such toy where he can play as cooking material. Similarly, living entities cannot enjoy. He is not an enjoyer, but he wants to enjoy without God. So Krishna arranged this thing. Okay, you experience, then you can understand. You are not an enjoyer. So in this material world, Krishna Bhuli Jamaji Bhogo Ancha Kare Nikatasta Mayatare Jhapati Adhare. When living entities forgets the loving relationship with Krishna and wants to enjoy alone without Krishna, then Maya captures that person. Okay, this is not place for you. You cannot stay here because you are now disturbing element in the service of Krishna. You come and you experience as per your desire. So here what happens when he comes? So our this relationship happens, starts from this sexual intercourse. So here it is explained by Lord Rishabhdev, says Punshastri Maitano Havayetan Trayor Mitaro Hrudaya Granthim Aho Atah Gurun Grihakhetre Sutapta Vittai Janasya Moham Aham Mamaiti. So it starts from the sexual intercourse of a male and female. Maithana Bhavayeta. Tayor Mitho Hrudaya Granthim Aho. Then it becomes strong bondage with that husband and wife. Heart knot. Hrudaya Granthi. Then when they are becoming united, then they need home. Wealth, then production will come, children and others, relatives. And during that time the living entity thinks that I am this body and this is my wife, this is my wealth and this is my properties. So this I and my becomes his entanglement. This is known as Maya. Janasya Moham Aham Mamaiti. So now point is that how we can overcome this Maya. Now we may listen it that we are not a body. But can we give off? We are conditioned in such a way that it is not easy. So, we'll see from Bhaktivinoda Thakur explanation, from a poetry of Amar Bollite, only we have to dovetail, nothing to give up. Taking sannyas is not the solution. This Krishna consciousness is the solution. Become Krishna consciousness. So I will read the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Atma Nivedana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Amar bolite prabhu ar keho nahi, tumi amar prabhu pitabandhu vai. Amar bolite prabhu ar keho nahi, tumi amar matra pitabandhu vai. Now what is illusion? Illusion is I and mine. So actually it is illusion means, maya means it is not fact. Not fact in the sense temporary, not permanent. Real understanding. So real thing then, our, to whom we can say our, that is Krishna. Amar bolite prabhu ar keho nahi. Nothing is there to say this is mine. Amar is mine, is only Krishna. You are only mine, my prabhu. You are my pita, father. You are my friend and you are my brother. Not this bodily relatives. Then you can, one may ask them, why this Bhaktivinoda Thakur is staying with his brothers? Brothers, sisters, and wives, children, who are they? Then they should stay in temple or forest somewhere where he can render devotional service. Again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Bandhu dara suta suta tavadasi dasa seita samande save amara prayasa. This bandhu, friends, dara, wife, Suta Suta, children, are your servants, Das and Dashi. Saita Sambandha, this is my relation. I am serving this, my relatives, kinsmen. Why? Not as my kinsmen. They are your servants who I am serving. Just like in temple, we give up our family, but we don't give up to serve the devotees of the Lord. Those are the servants of Krishna. We become attached to serve the devotees, and because this is the only process to achieve spiritual perfection. Serving the devotees. So this is my relationship with this Bandhu Dara Sutta. Dhana Jana Gruha Dara Tomara Valiya. Dhana Jana Gruha Dara Tomara Valiya. Rakhya kori ami matra seva kariya. Again, important point is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning here, that is collecting money. Money, actually, it is also in the form of Maya. What means in money, it is explained. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur was earning money. He was magistrate, district magistrate. Now why he was earning? Dhanajana Gruha Dara Tumar Valya Rakhya Kari Ame Matra Shiva Kahaya. So I am protecting this wealth and these relatives, this house, because this is belongs to you. It is our duty to protect this temple, just like you can see Srila Prabhupada, how he was protecting this Hare Krishna land. Dhanajana Gruha Dara Tumara Bolya, because it's yours, so I am protecting it. Rakhya Karyame Matra Seva Kahaya. Because I am your servant, it is my duty to protect all this thing. Any explanation?
তোমার কার্যে রত রে উপার জীব ধন তোমার কার্যে রত রে উপার জীব ধন তোমার সংসার ব্যয় করিব সংসার ব্যয় করিব বহন
ফর দ্য সার্ভিস অফ লর্ড ইট নিডস এ লট অফ ওয়েলথ জাস্ট লাইক ইস সি নাইস ফেস্টিভাল ইজ গোয়িং অন নাও দিস দামোদর অ্যান্ড বিফোর দ্যাট আই ক্যান সি জন্মাষ্টমী রাধাষ্টমী সো মেনি ফেস্টিভালস one after another. To make big festival, it needs wealth. And just see now, so nice dress and ornaments of Lord for gorgeous opulent service, it needs wealth. So how this wealth will come? If we will not earn money then. For the service of Lord, it needs to earn money. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining, for your service I'll earn money. Or then I will spend that for your this sansar. This is not Maya sansar, this is Krishna sansar. This home which is based on Krishna, that is Krishna sansar. Just similar as temple.
Bhalo mando nahi jani seva matra kari Bhalo mando nahi jani seva matra kari Tomar sansare ami Vishaya prani Tomar sansare ami Vishaya prani
I don't know what is good or what is bad. Just I am doing it for your service. Just I am as a guard. Just like God, He protects the things of which the things which belongs to His masters. Similarly, I am God. It's my duty to protect your properties. So many things we see in scripture, something are good and something are bad. But for the devotee, this good is also bad or bad is also bad. Only he has to concentrate for the satisfaction of Krishna. Shuha, shuha, karj. Also, if someone is always concentrating on pious and impious, it cannot render pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is above than this Suvasukarma. So, it is our duty to protect Krishna's things.
Tomara ichchaye mura indriya chalana. Tomara ichchaye mura indriya chalana. Shravana darshana ghrana bhojana vasana. Shravana darshana ghrana bhojana vasana.
The senses are actually enemies of living entities, those who are condition. It is already explained in previous verses nicely. But this senses also can serve very nicely to Supreme Personality of Godhead if it is engaged in devotional services. So, I will engage this hearing process. Hearing, watching, smelling and eating as per your instruction, as per your direction. Just like Ambarish Maharaj. Savai mana Krishna padaravinda, that verse Prabhupada explains again and again. So he was engaging his tongue for testing. Well, let's remnant prasadam was watching this hair in this eye, beautiful form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hearing Bhagavad Katha, first time of Supreme Lord, engaging the ears. And ghranam, smelling the flowers, tulsi offered unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So these are the activity by which we can advance in our spiritual life. This organ will never harm for our spiritual progress by engaging in this manner. So, again, Prabhupada is Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing last line expression.
Nija sukha lage kicho nahi kare ara. Nija sukha lage kicho nahi kare ara. Bhakti vinoda vale tava sukha sara. Bhakti vinoda vale tava sukha sara.
I am not doing anything for my sense gratification. I am doing for your satisfaction, your sense pleasures, for your happiness. I am giving my sincere effort. This is the conclusion. When we see everything, this world, this home, this our relatives, wealth, everything, as our, it is meant for our sense gratification, that is illusion. But when we keep everything in the center of Krishna, everything is meant for Krishna's satisfaction. Krishna has given me opportunity, all this thing, to render service unto his lotus feet. Then there is no maya. There is no problem. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given very nicely how we can conquer this illusory potency. I will repeat again in summary. First we have discussed that this family members, which is known as wife, children and relatives, are actually the tigers, fox, hawks, Prabhupada given the word plunderers. Then we saw that simply by giving of this kinsmen, we cannot become saved. We have to accept the Krishna consciousness process. Later we saw, we cannot avoid this serving attitude because this is our eternal dharma. Eternal dharma is to render service under the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And then, why it happens? Because we don't want to serve Krishna. We want to gratify our senses. So, maya arranges for us the gratificatory process by giving material body. So, this sense gratification starts from uniting both husband and wife. Then we entangle in this material world by I and mine. Janasya moha aham mamaiti. So later we discussed from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's this song, Amar Jivan, and how we can conquer this illusory potency. I will end here. Thank you very much. So if you have any comment, correction or question, please ask. No?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
A grahastha who confines to one wife is also as good as brahmachari.
Can you repeat?
A grahastha who confines to one wife is as good as brahmachari. So what is wrong in, that?
Staying with wife. If you please come to the conclusion. Conclusion we have explained, we have discussed from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's son. If wife is the servant of Krishna, if, first of all, conclusion comes, then if you are thinking it is my wife, then this is illusion. If you are thinking that this is a servant of Krishna, and it is my duty to serve this, this is devotee. And she is meant for Krishna service. If you are thinking this is my wife, then this is wrong.
Hare
Krishna. Okay. Gansharasimala Bhagavatam ki jay, Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jay, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo.